Upstate New York's plethora of colleges and universities means that this month, thousands of students are graduating, reflecting on their time in college here, and then moving on to the next phase of their lives. This morning, we focus on one outstanding graduating senior, Cornell University's Kyle Dake, who was just named Sports Illustrated Male College Athlete of the Year. WRVO's Catherine Loper reports.
Kyle Dake won four NCAA Division I wrestling titles, and he did it in four different weight classes. It's not often that a wrestler pierces the consciousness of average college sports fans, but in naming Dake this year's College Athlete of the Year, Sports Illustrated used the word legend to describe him. And Dake's achievements don't end at the edge of the wrestling mat. He's a three-time academic All-American at Ivy League Cornell University. Yet Dake, who's from nearby Lansing, New York, takes it all in stride.
Yeah, I'm just a regular guy, and everywhere on campus, I've had the unique opportunity to meet a lot of different leaders on campus, and being around those people is really humbling, and to see what they're doing, you know, makes it seem like what I'm doing is so trivial.
Dake's athletic ability may be in his genes. His father was an All-American wrestler, too, but his achievement came in no small part because of his mental toughness and a laser-like focus on achieving.
Every match I just go over, you know, my techniques, how I want the match to play out. It's pretty much the same every time. I always just tell myself that I'm going to be a 2013 165-pound D1 NCAA national champion. That's like kind of what I just told myself the time leading up to all my matches. And then when I finally went out and wrestled, I was just ready mentally, didn't really have to think about anything, just went out and did it.
While wrestling may be second nature for Dake, the hoopla that came with winning his fourth consecutive NCAA wrestling title was something new.
I came in such a high after winning my fourth NCAA title, and I came back and I had, you know, millions of missed phone calls and text messages and tweets and Facebook messages. It was really overwhelming. And then I had to come back and write a paper.
And the phone kept ringing. And with the success also came media attention and the challenge of trying to find an agent or manager.
It's just been a whirlwind. It's been really hectic.
And in the midst of it all, as a graduating senior, Dake has to, as he said, figure out what to do with the rest of his life. It's clear that Dake doesn't want his wrestling days to end with college. Competing at the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, is just one of the goals on his post-college list.
4 years I plan on being in Brazil, winning an Olympic gold medal. And then in 40 years, I'll probably be sitting in a room like this trying to be like Coach Cole, coaching the future of Cornell.
Before those 40 years go by, Dake says he also wants to spend more time on the other success in his life, academics. He says he plans to return to Cornell to continue his studies. But for now, Kyle Dake can take pride in the fact that, as Sports Illustrated put it, he has earned a spot in the discussion of who is the greatest of all time. Cornell University holds commencement ceremonies tomorrow morning. For WRVO News, I'm Catherine Loper.